This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Allies of Israel are warning that country not to escalate tension in the region. This follows Iran's direct attacks this weekend on Israeli territory. Iran blames Israel for bombing its embassy compound in Syria. Israel has not commented on that. The compound is considered Iranian sovereign territory. Now, NPR's Daniel Estrin tells us Israeli leaders are weighing their choices.
An Israeli official told me this morning that everyone in the government in Israel believes that Israel has to respond somehow, because this is not the shadow war anymore. This was a first ever declared attack launched from Iran directly toward Israel. It's an escalation in Israel's eyes. And so the Israeli official I spoke to says the question is how Israel is going to respond. Some want a military response, a strong one. Others see this as an opportunity for diplomacy to build a strategic alliance in the region.
NPR's Daniel Estrin reporting. President Biden will be hosting two prime ministers at the White House today for separate meetings. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports the leaders are from the Czech Republic and from Iraq.
The White House says Biden's meeting with Mohammed Shia al-Sudani will be about efforts to defeat ISIS and about economic development and energy independence for Iraq. It's the prime minister's first visit to Washington since getting elected in 2022. Biden will also welcome Prime Minister Petr Fiala from the Czech Republic. The White House says the conversation between him and Biden will reaffirm their support for Ukraine in its war against Russia. The Czech Republic is celebrating 25 years as a member of NATO, the expansion of which Biden has supported since Russia's invasion. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
A civil trial begins today in Virginia over the alleged torture of detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq about 20 years ago. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the plaintiffs are civilians who were never charged with any crime.
Three former detainees are suing the military contractor CACI, which deployed interrogators to the prison in Iraq. Those plaintiffs say those private sector interrogators told the military to, quote, soften up the detainees, leading to assaults, sleep deprivation, and other conditions they likened to torture. CACI has moved to get the case thrown out about 20 times over the years. The company says its workers did not participate in any torture, and they deny any wrongdoing. Images of brutal treatment of detainees at the Iraq prison ignited an international scandal and eventually prompted an apology from then-President George W. Bush. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump's criminal trial opens in New York City this morning with jury selection. Trump has pleaded not guilty to falsifying business records to conceal an alleged affair. He has also denied the affair. Today, prospective jurors will get a questionnaire. They'll be asked if they've ever volunteered for Trump's campaign or if they have belonged to an extremist group. You're listening to NPR. Supporters of abortion rights held rallies over the weekend in Florida and Arizona. In Florida, a six-week ban on abortion is set to take effect in May. Activists have put the question of abortion rights on the Florida ballot this fall. The Arizona Supreme Court says a near-total ban on abortion can soon go into effect in that state. Arizona activists also want to get the abortion question on the November ballot. Scottie Scheffler has won the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia. From member station WABE, Alex Helmick reports this is the second Masters win for the American golfer.
Scheffler now joins just 17 others to win multiple times at Augusta National. Scheffler came into the tournament ranked number one in the world for 47 consecutive weeks and was the betting favorite. He won by four strokes over 24-year-old Swede Ludvig Åberg, who was playing his first ever major tournament. His second place finish netted him nearly $2.2 million. Scheffler will take home a $3.6 million purse. Meantime, this Masters is the last one for sportscasting legend Vern Lundquist. The 83-year-old signed off after 40 years of calling the legendary tournament. For NPR News, I'm Alex Helmick.
Today is the 128th running of the Boston Marathon. Some 30,000 runners from the U.S. and around the world will run in the prestigious event. There will be hundreds of thousands of spectators. Today is also the 11th anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing. That attack killed three people, and it wounded hundreds of others. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the United States Postal Service. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage service. Learn how to gain a competitive edge at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.